This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Staunton will be in the home white uniforms, Lady Dogs in red lettering across the front with the red numerals, some gray trim down the sides, and SHS in red lettering on the side of their shorts. For Carletonville, they're in the road blue uniforms tonight. Carletonville in red lettering across the front, white numerals trimmed out in the white and the red. It will be Jill Staten into the jump circle for Carletonville. For the Bulldogs, it will be freshman Harris Legender. She's going to be a good one. Remember the name, Harris Legender. And Harris wins the tap, and the Dogs will get it first, coming off of that overtime loss, at Pena on Thursday. Gave the Pena Panthers all they wanted their last time out. Down low on the right block, looking for Massanelli, tipped out by Carletonville. It'll stay with Staunton, just underway, 12 seconds gone by opening quarter. A Saturday matinee here on the 11th day of January. Baseline trigger for Holly Bukowski. Gets it down low to Best. Her shot is blocked. Picked up off the floor by Aaron Seal. Aaron going to stop, pop, left it short off the right elbow. And Legender, a good strong rebound in the heart of the lane, pulls it down for Staunton. Into the hands of Holly Bukowski. Bukowski's had quite the senior year. Of course, she was the place kicker on the football team this year. Big part of the volleyball team as well. There's a double dribble out front on Staunton, and that's the game's first turnover. In the backcourt, Staten will get it in to Corin Stewart. Corin across the timeline, leaves it for Staten. Good to see Jill playing without that mask to protect that broken nose she suffered a few weeks ago. She's been without the mask for a little while. I think I only saw her actually one game with that mask on. Can't be pleasant. Reels wants the corner pocket three. No good. And the rebound down to Annalise Best for Staunton. Gracie's little sister, Lily, she got hurt in the JV game, a kneecap issue, and she is off to the hospital to get that looked at. So Lily Reels is not here for the varsity game. We certainly keep Lily in our thoughts here this afternoon. 6:45 for the opening quarter. Down on the block to Legender. Nice catch and finish for the freshman. Very smooth for a freshman. 6.5 minutes for the opening quarter. 2-0 Staunton. Dogs sitting in a zone piece here, kind of a 1-2-2 look. Here's Deneve, top of the key, leads it for Staten. Bounce pass, threw away. She was looking for Aaron Seal, but there was miscommunication. The pass went towards the hoop. Seal was moving towards the corner. Carletonville sets up full court pressure. Bukowski has the ball in the backcourt, now spins away from trouble. Going to throw it deep into the front court and too far for Annalise Best and turned over. Picked up off the floor by Gracie Reels. Now she has it jarred loose, but a foul on the Bulldogs. And we'll get the first foul of the game. And it will go on Holly Bukowski. Sideline trigger in the front court for the Cavaliers. Staten gets it in to Seal, back to Jill. Staten now handling on the right wing. Gets it off to Deneve, left wing with Gracie Reels. Gracie brings it back across the top of the key. Bounce pass to Jill Staten on the right wing. Jill drives baseline, cut off there. Long bounce pass across the baseline to Gracie Reels. She attacks, had it stripped, stolen. Here come the Bulldogs. Quickly with Katie Massanelli. She lost the ball, picks it back up. Her shot is short, and the rebound down to Corin Stewart. She wants to run. Stewart racing down the left side in the corner. Gracie, 4-3. Yes. Gracie Reels knocks down the three ball, and Carletonville has the lead, 3-2. The transition three, 5:25 for the first quarter. In the backcourt with Massanelli. Katie across the timeline with the right-hand bounce. Picks up the dribble now, leaves it off for Bukowski. Holly in the right corner. Keeps the bounce alive, brings it back now. Right side of the key on the right wing with Annalise Best. Poked away by Stewart out there. Checked out by Seal out there into the hands of Massanelli. Off to Bukowski. Top of the key to Massanelli. Right wing to Bridget Long. Drives baseline all the way underneath the hoop she goes. Back up top to Best. Long now. She wants the three. Bridget Long off the back iron too strong. Rebound tapped around. Pulled down by Sarah Deneve. 4:45 for quarter number one. Carletonville leading Staunton 3-2. Left wing with Staten. Jill Staten brings it back out now. Volleyball spike line extended. Middle of the floor to Aaron Seal in the right corner to Corin Stewart. Corin skip past the Staten in the corner to Reels. Gracie, nice head fake attack. Stripped away. Ball is knocked out of bounds off of Carletonville. Third, Cavi turnover. Good active hands that time by the Staunton defense. 4:26 for the first quarter of play. Harris Legender has the 2 points for Staunton. Gracie Reels the 3 points for Carletonville. Pekeski across the timeline being guarded by Jill Staten and the Cavalier man-to-man. Annalise Best on the baseline to Bridget Long back to Best. Annalise's three is partially blocked in there by Aaron Seal out of bounds off of Carletonville. It'll stay with the Dogs, 4:09 for the first quarter. Something fun about Saturday afternoon basketball. On the baseline, Bekeski looking for Massanelli, and it was a congested area and turned over. Third, Staunton turnover. Here comes Jill Staten for Carletonville. In the left corner, it goes to Aaron Seal. Back to Jill Staten, top of the key. Here's Gracie Reels, right corner, 4-3, too strong. Rebound down to Massanelli, poked away. Now Deneve on the floor. She rips it away. Check that. It was Seal on the floor. Gets it off to Deneve, and Sarah is fouled. She'll have free throws. Great hustle from Aaron Seal. She was first to the floor, and a lot of times the first person to the floor will get rewarded. That foul on Legender, her first. Free throw for Deneve is no good. Substitution for Staunton, Katie Tekin checks in, a sophomore, replacing Bridget Long. A little more than halfway through the opening quarter. Dyke Burkett, Wayne Watkins, Rich Stewart. Our officials here today. Second free throw for Deneve. Too strong. Missed the pair, but the offensive rebound to Staten. Down to Deneve. That pass went towards a lot of white jerseys, and it's turned over. Deneve was surrounded. Picked off by the Dogs. Here comes Holly Bekeski. Leaves it for Annalise Best on the left wing. Best has it jarred loose by Seal out of bounds. It'll stay with Staunton. Corin Stewart comes back on the floor for Carletonville. It'll be Aaron Seal heading out as Elise Baker checked in a moment ago for Carletonville, the 5'10 senior. Left side of the key with Holly Bekeski for the Dogs. 3:25 for the opening quarter. Bounce pass in the right corner to Tekin. Wants to drive the baseline on Deneve. Cut off there. Kicks it back to Legender. Out at the volleyball spike line to Holly Bekeski, and 3 seconds in the lane on Staunton. They're going to get Massanelli there. She thought she was out of the lane, but her foot was still on the line. Did not clear totally. 3:10, first quarter. Staunton's turned it over 4 times, as have the Cavaliers. Stewart down on the right block to Baker, kicks out to Reels. Quick pass, Staten. 3 ball, left it short, just grazed the front iron. Reels, strong rebound, knocked it right away from Katie Massanelli, and Gracie has worked herself to the free throw line. Reels was just quicker to the basketball right there. The second personal foul on Harris Legender. 2 free throws for Gracie. First toss good. Reels has all 4 for Carletonville. They lead 4-2. Legender out with those 2 personals. And Brooke Kinder checks in. Young sophomore for the Dogs. Second free throw. Good. Gracie gets both tosses. She has 5. 3-point lead for Carletonville. 3 minutes to play first quarter. Holly Bekeski across the timeline for Staunton. Gracie Reels picks up the man-to-man pressure. In the left corner it goes to Kinder. Left side of the key with Tekin. On the right side of the floor now with Bekeski. Spins. Left side, Massanelli, 15-footer around and eventually down for Katie Massanelli. That puppy hit a lot of the iron, went around the world twice and kicked in. 5-4, Carletonville leading. 2.5 minutes first quarter. Cavies have the ball. High post to Baker. Left wing to Reels. Right side of the floor to Seal. Off to Elise. Baker's 10-footer, no. And the rebound down to Staunton and Holly Bekeski. Holly wants to push. Down the right side of the floor. Crosses over at the right elbow. Off to Best for 3. Yes. Annalise Best knocks down the straight on triple. And the Bulldogs back in front 7-5. Quick little 5-0 spurt for the Dogs. 2 minutes opening quarter. Sarah Deneve skip pass to Aaron Seal for the answer. Can't get it way too strong. Long rebound out to Bekeski. Check that to Tekin, and she is fouled. First foul on Carthenville. They're going to get Gracie Reels with the personal. Minute 56 for the first quarter. Sarah Deneve out, and Haley Wills has checked in, a 5'10 senior. Here comes Bukowski. Takes her time into the front court. On the left wing with Tekin. Down low. That pass is tipped and stolen. Fifth Staunton turnover. Here goes Reels. Coast to coast and a reach-in foul on Staunton. Not the worst foul right there. It'll be on the floor. Reels is going to have a wide-open layup. Jill Staton at the table. She checks back in, replacing Gracie. Cavaliers stack everybody left side of the lane. It'll be Stewart to throw in the left corner to Staton. She's left alone. She wants the three ball. Got it. Jill Staton puts home the triple out of the left corner, and it's 8-7. Carthenville back in front, 88 seconds for the opening quarter. Two threes in the quarter for Carthenville to go with a pair of free throws. No two-point field goals. Out front, Kinder, and she shuffled her feet on the ball fake. Sixth, Staunton turnover. Sarah Deneve back in. Elise Baker will take a seat. Jill Staton into the front court. In the left corner it goes to Sarah Deneve. That's going to be a skip pass to no one. Seal thought it was for Stewart. Stewart thought it was for Seal, and it winds up in the second row. Fifth, Carthenville turnover. I got it. You take it. 63 seconds for the opening quarter. 8-7, Carthenville leading. Staunton has the ball. Here's Tekin. That pass is tipped, stolen. Seventh, Bulldog turnover. Now, Seal has it poked away from behind up the floor. Sixth, Cavi turnover. 50 seconds for the opening quarter. Staunton has the ball back, down a point. Here's Tekin, drives the right side and draws the foul. Second foul on Carthenville with 45 seconds to play in the first quarter. They're going to get Sarah Deneve on the personal. That's her first. Baseline out of bounds for the Dogs. They station a Bulldog at each corner of the lane. Right wing it goes to Annalise Best. Top of the key with Kinder. Here's a three ball canned by Holly Bukowski. And Staunton back in front, 10-8. 33 seconds for the opening quarter. Back and forth we go. It's wide open, South Central Conference in 2019-2020. That pass is too tall for Seal, through her hands and out of bounds. Seven Carthenville turnovers. Gracie Reels back into the action. She'll replace Haley Wills. Now Staunton can hold for the final shot, up 10-8. This Bulldog program trending in the right direction. Down on the right block to Best. She will turn, face, misfire, and it's out of bounds off of Staunton. Oh, we got a foul on Staunton coming over the back. Fifth team foul. They're going to get Massanelli with their personal there, her first. A two for the tie, a three for the lead. 10 seconds for the quarter. Here come the Cavaliers. Staton into the front court, and she is fouled by Holly Bukowski. That'll be the second on Holly. Sixth team foul on Staunton here in the opening quarter. Sideline trigger, front court. 6.5 seconds for the first quarter. Emily Birdsell checks in, replacing Bukowski. Staton gets it in between the circles to Stewart with five. Corin off to Sia with three. Lets the three ball go off the heel too strong, and that's the quarter. After one quarter here on your Saturday matinee, it is the Staunton Bulldogs 10, the Carthenville Cavaliers 8. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on WSMI. Cavaliers get the basketball to start the second quarter. Staunton leading 10-8. Tim Mize with you here on FM 106. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this girls basketball game on your Saturday afternoon. A turnover by Jill Staton. Bad pass picked off by the Dogs. Into the hands of Tekin. Here's a three, and it is put home by Annalise Best off the right side of the key. Her second triple, and the biggest lead of the day for Staunton. 5 points at 13-8, and there's a double dribble out front. Stewart gave up her dribble. She had nowhere to go, shuffled her feet first, and then actually dribbled it again. So turnover number 9 on Carthenville. Cavi's a little bit sloppy here in the early going. Best on the right wing. Staunton's playing with confidence. And so that goes a long way in sports, no matter what the sport is or the level. The team that plays with confidence usually has the best of it. There's a turnover on the Dogs, taken right away by Corin Stewart. Leaves it for Reels in the left wing, and she traveled. Shuffled her feet on the ball fake. 10 turnovers on Carlinville, and a number of them have been that situation right there, just a little bit too quick in a tad bit of a hurry. 7 minutes, first half, 13-8 Staunton. Teakin leaves it off for Best in the right corner. Annalise puts it on the floor. Back it goes to Katie Teakin. Right back to Best. Annalise on the wing. Into the hands of Kinder. Back to Best. Oh, nice high-low action looking for a long. Bridget had to elevate. Kicks it out. Three ball partially blocked by Gracie Reels, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Katie Massanelli, and it'll be Carlinville ball. 6:35 for the first half. Staunton won the JV game. They played six-minute quarters. Won by the Bulldogs. Bad pass by Stewart, deflected out by Staunton's Katie Teakin. Carlinville fortunate that wasn't a turnover going the other way. Cavaliers need to be more secure with their passes. 6:20, first half. High post to Deneve. Off to Staten. She wants the three ball. Left side of the key. Yes, for Jill Staten. Her second three of the ball game. 13-11 Staunton. Full court pressure from the Cavaliers. In the back court with Kinder. Into the hands of Annalise Best. She's into the front court now on the bounce. Leaves it right wing for Katie Teakin. Being guarded by Staten in a block on Staten. Jill was in her hip pocket right there. First on Jill, third on the team. Bulldog at each corner of the lane for the baseline out-of-bounds set. In the right corner it goes to Teakin, and a reach-in on Jill Staten. So that's two quick fouls on Staten in the matter of just a few seconds. That gets Elise Baker off the bench. She will check in, and Staten will have to sit. Two fouls in short order for Jill. Baseline out of bounds in the deep corner for Staunton. And it goes to Kinder. Top of the key to Massanelli. Massanelli leads it off for Annalise Best. Across the head of the key it goes to Brooke Kinder. Back to Best now, top of the key. Return pass in the right wing to Kinder. Spins away from Seal. Then she lost the bounce. And it's going to be out of bounds off of Carlinville. Gracie Reels touched the ball while on the inline. So it stays with the Dogs. 5:40 first half, 2 point Staunton lead, 13-11. Dogs have the ball. Here's Long. Spins middle, rises up, left it short. Good contestant there. I think it was Baker. And on the rebound, we have a foul on Staunton. That puts them over the limit. We're going to walk to the other end for the one and bonus. I think it'll be Sarah Deneve at the free throw line. The foul, the second personal on Katie Teakin. Deneve 0 for 2 at the free throw line. She'll have to make the first to get the second. Free throw is no good, but we're going to have a violation because Holly Bukeski came into the lane after the ball had already been handed to Sarah Deneve. So that free throw never happened. We'll do it again. Good piece of officiating, letting Holly know why the violation was called. You always like the communication between the officials and the players. And Sarah Cashes takes advantage of the second opportunity. Now she'll get her second toss. This to tie the game at 13. 5:34 for the first half. Second free throw for the 5'10 senior. Good. So the violation ends up costing the Bulldogs a couple of points. Tied at 13 in the backcourt, Bukeski. Being hounded by Reels. A pass in the front court to Annalise Best. Holding at the volleyball spike line. Back to Bukeski it goes. Right back to Annalise Best. Bounce pass to Bukeski. Top of the key with Teakin. On the left wing with Best. Annalise on the right wing with Katie Teakin. She's going to pull up way too strong. And the rebound down to Gracie Reels. Gracie wants to run. Racing up the near side of the floor. Crosses over. And she's going to be called for a travel. 11th turnover on Carlinville. Good job by the Bulldogs to cut her off about 10 feet from the hoop. 5 minutes first half, tied at 13. Staunton led 10-8 after the first. in trouble in the backcourt was Bukowski. She was trapped on the sideline. A reach-in foul on Carthenville. It's going on Gracie Reels. That is Gracie's second. Erin Seal at the table. She's going to replace Reels. Staunton ball, backcourt, sideline trigger. Best. In it goes to Bukowski. Checked there by Corin Stewart. Carlinville will get after you defensively with that man-to-man pressure. Bukowski on the left wing. That's been the calling card of the program under Darren Deneve for the last 14 years. And a mishandle out front by Staunton results in their ninth turnover. When you build your program on defense, you are going to be in about every single ball game you play. And that is usually the case for Carthenville. Just some nights, the shots don't go down like the other night in Piasaw. 4:25 for the first half. That's swatted out of there by Bukowski. What an athlete Holly Bukowski is. Football, volleyball, basketball. I'm not sure what her sport of choice is in the spring, if it's softball or track and field. But rest assured, she's doing something. 4:15 for the first half. Staten handling out front. In the right corner, it goes to Denis. Skip pass left corner, Stewart. Lines up the triple. Airmailed it. And on the rebound, a foul on Sarah Deneve over the back. That's her second. So 16 fouls on Carthenville, two on Staten, two on Reels, two on Deneve. Tied at 13, halfway through quarter number two. Holly Bukowski jogs into the front court here at Staunton. Bounce pass high post to Katie Massanelli. Lobs it to Bukowski almost over her head, but Holly, a nice catch there. Top of the key to Best, right back to Massanelli. Lob down to Legender. Tough catch for Harris. Can't get it to go, but on the inline was Aaron Seal. It'll stay with Staunton. That pass was a little bit too far for Legender, so she got turned around. And as she got squared up, Aaron Seal was right there in her kitchen. Baseline out of bounds for Staunton. They lob to Massanelli at the right elbow. Down to Legender. Front of the rim, lays it up and in. Harris Legender has her second field goal after picking up those two early fouls in the opening quarter. 15-13 Staunton. 3.5 minutes for the first half. Here's Staten on the left side of the key. In the corner goes to Stewart. Corin Stewart right back to Staten. Standing out near that big gray bulldog on the sideline here at Staunton. Jill on the left wing. Diagonal pass looking for a Seal. Tipped and stolen. Here comes Bukowski. She's bumped off her spot. No whistle. She winds up on the ground. The ball goes down the stairs into the locker room. Annalise Best will disappear and head after that. The ball was tipped, so it's going to stay with Staunton. They will throw in on the baseline near the corner. Right side of the floor into Annalise Best. Down to Legender on the right block. Harris makes the catch, rises up and hits. Nice move. Harris Legender, she's only a freshman. If there was a student section here for Staunton, that's what they would be chanting. She's a freshman. 2:50 for the first half. 17-13, ball knocked loose. Staunton tracks it down in the backcourt. Now a reach-in foul. Is that on Bukowski? If it is, it's her third. Oh, it is. That is not how Corey Allen wants to see Holly Bukowski pick up her third foul, reaching in at midcourt. Staunton's over the limit. It's a one and bonus for Jill Staten. Jill, a 5'8 sophomore. Free throw is good. Jill got a lot of minutes last year as a freshman. Really made a name for herself during that freshman campaign. Toss is a little bit short, and the rebound down to Harris Legender for the Bulldogs. 17-14, Staunton leads, 2:40 for the first half. Annalise Best has it poked away, goes into the backcourt. She tracks it down there, knocked away by Staten, picked up by Reels up and down for the easy deuce. Gracie Reels with seven, all set up by Jill Staten's defense. 17-16, Dogs, 2:20 first half. Out front with Brooke Kinder. Off to Massanelli. Down on the baseline it goes to Tekin. Looking for Massanelli. Fades from the middle of the lane. Missed it. and the rebound to the Cavaliers and Jill Staten. We approach the two-minute mark first half, a one-point Staunton lead. Staten across the timeline, leaves it off for Aaron Seal. In the corner it goes to Reels. Gracie Reels back to Seal. Return pass to Gracie on the left wing. Top of the key it goes to Seal. Aaron now high post to Haley Wills. That pass is tipped and going to get a jump ball. Baker ties up Massanelli. The Dogs will have it on the arrow. 13th Carla DeVille turnover. Corin Stewart in for the Cavs, replacing Jill Staten. 105 seconds for the first half, and Darren Deneve wants a timeout. Staunton 17, Carlin DeVille 16. A minute 45 for the first half. Back to Staunton High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, Bulldogs have the basketball. Massanelli for three, high off the back iron, no good. And Elise Baker tracks down the rebound in the left corner. A one-point Staunton lead, 80 seconds for the half. Here's Stewart, drives baseline. Nice slip past the Wills in the middle of the lane, and Haley is fouled. Ninth team foul, so still one in bonus for Carlin DeVille. It'll be the 5'10 senior Haley Wills at the charity stripe. Couple of Cavaliers at the table to check in. Jill Staten and Sarah Deneve. Well, they were at the table. Now they've gone away from the table and they've sat back down. Darren Deneve changed his mind. He's allowed to do that. Bridget Long, now she's going to check in. Did she go to the table? Yeah, close enough, they say. So Bridget's in, and out is Katie Teakin. So Haley Wills standing at the free throw line. Got to make the first to get the second. The toss is no good. Hit the front rim, the side rim twice, and kicked out. Here come the Dogs with Annalise Best. Bounce pass in between the circles to Brooke Kinder. Off to Best, right wing. 65 seconds for the first half. 17-16 Staunton. They led by two after one. Up by one with the ball right now. Final minute, first half. Left wing, Massanelli. Middle of the paint to Legender. Didn't catch it cleanly. And after she picked it back up, she was fouled. Now Staten and Deneve to the table. They will check in. The foul on Haley Wills. Her first, team's seventh. Wills and Baker out. Staten and Deneve back. The freshman, Harris Legender, at the free throw line. She has 6 points. She'll get two tosses here. Oh, nope, it was one in bonus. They called it on the floor. Missed the front end, but the offensive rebound to Staunton. Here's Legender, left block, looking on the baseline for Long, kicked out of play. It'll stay with Staunton, 46 seconds for the first half. Another substitution, Elise Baker back to the table. She'll replace Jill Staten. Jill has those two fouls, so Darren Deneve does not want her to pick up number three late in the first half here. Down in the block, Legender, middle of the lane, missed it, fading towards the right, and the rebound down to Gracie Reels. Gracie into the front court for Carlin DeVille. Bounce pass to Aaron Seal, right side. Here's Baker, rises, 13-footer, left it short, and the rebound down to Legender. Leaves it off for Brooke Kinder. 25 seconds for the first half. Staunton can hold for the final shot. Unless something real good presents itself. Best says, I got a three ball here, and she canned it. Annalise Best, her third three of the half. 20-16 Dogs. 10 seconds for the first half. Corin Stewart. Off to Denis. Sarah Denis drives baseline, gets all the way to the rim, off the window, but won't go. Rebound to Legender, and that's the half. After two quarters, it is Staunton 20, Carlin DeVille 16. It is time now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Staunton. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this Saturday matinee of girls South Central Conference basketball action on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsborough, Carlin DeVille, and Greenville. Staunton a 4-point lead as we get set for the start of the third quarter. The Dogs will have Annalise Best, Holly Bakeski, Katie Massanelli, Bridget Long, and Harris Legender on the floor. For Carlin DeVille, Jill Staten, Corin Stewart, Sarah Deneve, Gracie Reels, and Aaron Seal. Here we go. Cavaliers get the ball first down four. Denise feeds the left block to Stewart, and she is fouled immediately by Bridget Long. Baseline out of bounds for Carlin DeVille. Cavs 15-3 overall, 2-2 in league play. Seal's shot is rejected by Harris Legender. Wow. She closed out and got the big-time swat. You don't see that play in a girls' game very often. That was impressive. 7.5 minutes for the third quarter. Here's Bukowski on the attack, draws the foul. It's on Staten. That is her third. Staunton ball, front court, sideline trigger. Annalise Best gets it off to Bukowski. Holly Bukowski brings it back between the circles, being guarded by Corin Stewart. Bukowski on the dribble, right side. Dangerous pass, and Gracie Reels into the passing lane with the steal. Up and down for the easy deuce. 9 for Reels, and the lead is cut in half, 20-18 Staunton. Garlandville's defense will be the key for them here in the second half. When you're struggling maybe to shoot a little bit, get runouts like that. Here's Legender rattled out. Offensive rebound put back no for Massanelli. And Aaron Seal brings it out for Carlinville. In the corner to Reels. Gracie Reels puts it on the deck. Top of the key to Staten. Jill wants the three for the lead. No. Rebound down to Legender. Outlet to Best. Off to Long. Bridget Long, return pass to Annalise Best. No, too strong straight on. Offensive rebound and put back Katie Massanelli. 22-18 Dogs. 6.5 minutes, third quarter. Here's Staten on the left wing. In the corner it goes to Corin Stewart. Between the circles to Seal. Right wing now with Reels. Gracie Reels back to Seal. On the left wing was Staten. In the corner to Stewart. On the baseline, Deneve. Back to Jill. She'll tee up the three. Can't get it. And it's going to be out of bounds off of Sarah Deneve. And it will belong to Staunton. 6:07, third quarter. 22-18, Staunton leading with the basketball. Right side with Bukowski. Right side of the key now to Best. High post to Legender. Quick bounce pass to Bukowski. She has to save it going out of bounds. Gets it off to Legender. Then that pass is stolen by Reels. Gracie up and down for the easy deuce. From the left side, 11 for Reels. And it's 22-20. So Reels a couple of breakaway layups here in the third quarter. Massanelli, bounce pass in the corner to Annalise Best. Fortunate Reels didn't steal that one too. Here's Bridget Long, left side of the key. Gracie almost stole it away from Bridget as they got her spun around there. Massanelli lobs to Legender, count it, and the foul. Harris Legender with 8. They fronted Legender off the left block. A nice lob pass over the top, and then a good job by Legender to get the catch and the finish with the contact. The freshman's free throw is good. She made the bucket. Yeah, everyone was standing around. I'm like, that was an and one. She made the free throw, and literally nobody from Carlinville moved. Nobody from Staunton moved. The officials and the coaches were both looking at each other like, yeah, that's an and one. 5:05 third quarter, a 5-point lead for Staunton. Harris Legender. What a skilled freshman. Here's Deneve in the left corner. Finds Stewart back to Deneve into the hands of Staten. Jill Staten on the left wing. Reverses course now. She's going to pull up from about 12, left it a little bit short, and the rebound down to Katie Massanelli for Staunton. 5 minutes third quarter, 5-point lead Staunton. Here's Bukowski. Leaves it for Annalise Best. Off to Legender, high post, back to Bukowski. Holly Bukowski on the dribble between the circles. Bounce pass to Massanelli on the right wing. Katie Massanelli bounced it once, picked it up, tries to lob it down to Best. That was well covered and swatted out of there by Jill Staten. Baseline out of bounds for the Bulldogs. Bukowski gets it into Best, right down to Legender. She's double teamed, kicks it out to Bukowski. Holly on the dribble drive, rises up, left it short, and the rebound to Aaron Seal for the Cavs. Aaron Seal into the front court. Bounce pass to Staten, left side of the key. Jill puts it on the floor, poked away, gets it back, keeps the bounce alive. She'll pull it out and reset. In the left corner to Stewart on the baseline with Deneve. Sarah Deneve out to Staten. Jill for three, back rim too strong. Rebound and a foul. Legender over the back of Deneve. Good job by Sarah Deneve on the blockout. That's the third personal on Harris Legender. Deneve out for Carlinville. Elise Baker returns. It'll be Staten to throw in off the baseline with 4:14 for the third quarter. And it goes to Erin Seal, right back to Staten. Good post position, but she couldn't convert. Good job by Katie Massanelli to affect the shot, knock it off of Staten out of bounds. It'll be Staunton ball. Legender will check out with those three fouls. And Brooke Kinder back on the floor. Halfway through quarter number three, 25-20 Staunton. They've won each of the first two quarters, 10-8. On the attack, Best, a little hard off the window, around and out. Last touch by Carlinville, and it's going to stay with the Bulldogs. Baseline out of bounds for Annalise Best and Staunton. Into the right corner, deflected out by Staten, looking for Kinder there. And the Dogs will re-trigger this time from the sideline in the corner. Kinder looking, tipped by Staten again, and Staunton will throw it in again. Every pass being challenged now. Kinder off to Bukowski, 3:50 third quarter. On the right wing with Brooke Kinder. Down to Bukowski, Holly attacks, and she'll have two free throws. Almost got the and one. Bukowski on the night has 3 points. This will be her first trip to the free throw line. It'll be just free throws 2 and 3 of the ball game. The foul on Baker, her first. Free throw for Holly is short. Deneve back for Carlinville, replacing Erin Seal. A 5-point lead for Staunton. Holly Bukowski, the senior point guard. Lines up her second toss and knocks it down. 4 for Bukowski, 6-point lead for Staunton, their biggest of the game. 26-20, 3:40 third quarter. Here's Corin Stewart, skip pass to Reels, off to Staten. Jill, nice ball fake, gets to the foul line and draws the foul. Good aggressive move that time from Jill Staten. Third foul of the half on Staunton. And it's going to be the fourth personal on Holly Bukowski. So that is a concern. 4 on Bukowski, 3 on Legender. Free throw for Staten is good. 8 points for Jill Staten. And Bukowski will have to take a seat. Katie Teakin will replace Holly. Second free throw for Jill is good. Staten gets the pair. She has 9 for the game. 4-point lead for Staunton. Full court pressure from Carlinville. Kinder gets in the front court with a pass to Massanelli. Right back to Brooke Kinder. Into the hands now of Katie Teakin on the right wing. Teakin puts it on the deck to the right elbow, and a foul on Corin Stewart with a little hand check. Staunton ball on the sideline. It'll be Annalise Best to throw in. She will do so to Katie Teakin. Back to Best, right side of the key. Annalise Best finds Massanelli on the left wing now. Dribble drive, floats it up. Does Teakin? No. Rebound tipped around, eventually picked up by Gracie Reels in the left corner. Gracie races into the front court, gets to the free throw line, bounce pass to Stewart, open, 4-3, can't get it. And the rebound down to Staunton and Massanelli. Long pass to midcourt to Best and turned over. Gracie Reels was right there to deflect it away. Goes off of Best out of bounds for Staunton's 12th turnover. 26-22, Staunton with the lead. Bulldogs 1-3 in league play, Carlinville 2-2. Here's the knee, bounced it once, skip pass to Stewart. Corin, she bounces it a couple of times inside the three-point arc. Here's Gracie Reels, left side of the key. Reels, back left side to Erin Seal, 4-3, got it. Erin Seal knocks down the triple, her first bucket of the game. Nice patient possession for Carlinville, and Corey Allen wants a timeout. 2:26 for the third. It is Staunton 26, Carlinville 25. We'll come back to Staunton High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the Staunton timeout, Bulldogs had the basketball up a point into the front court with Kinder. On the baseline, Massanelli off the heel, a little strong. Rebound and a foul coming out. I think it's on Carlinville. It is. Good job by Bridget Long in there, battling tough. Fifth team foul on the Cavvies. They'll get the personal foul on Aaron Seal. That's her first. On the baseline, Dogs get it in. Top of the key to Massanelli, down to Long. Good catch there. Bounces and draws the foul. No, she traveled first. 13th Staunton turnover. 2:07 for quarter number three. Carlinville can retake the lead here with the bucket. They trailed by six a moment ago on a little 5-0 spurt. Staten in the corner goes to Seal. Down on the block to Deneve. She's double-teamed, kicks to Staten. They swing it. Stewart open for three. Around and out, no good. Offensive rebound, Deneve, and she's fouled. Two free throws for Sarah Deneve. She got the inside position on Bridget Long that time. It'll be the fourth team foul on Staunton, 106 seconds for the third quarter. At the free throw line, Sarah Deneve, 2 out of 4 today for her only 2 points. The free throw is good. 3 for Deneve. She's made her last 3 foul shots after missing her first 2. Haley Wills back on the floor for Carlinville. As Deneve now to give Carlinville the lead. Eyes it up and knocks it down. 4 for Deneve, a 1-point lead for Carlinville, 27-26. 100 seconds, third quarter. In the front court, Kinder. Off to Annalise Best. She wants the Dogs to set up the offense. Here's Kinder on the right wing. Back up top to Best. Down to Massanelli. Katie, bounce pass on the baseline to Kinder. Right back to Massanelli. She missed it. Rebound, fought for it. Long had it ripped away by Wills. It's Aaron Seal bringing it out for Carlinville. 80 seconds for the third quarter. Staten in the right corner to Stewart. Down to Wills. She missed it. And the rebound off to the Dogs and Katie Massanelli. We approach the final minute, third quarter. Good ball game here today. 27-26 Carlinville. Stewart knocked it away but couldn't keep it in play. And it'll stay with the Bulldogs. Gracie Reels returning for Carlinville, replacing Sarah Deneve. Best, looking. Sideline trigger in front of the Staunton bench, gets it away to Brooke Kinder. Kinder bouncing on the right wing, being guarded by Aaron Seal. Lost the handle, but it went right to Katie Teakin. Seal winds up on the ground at the top of the key. Here's Long, goes right at Wills, rejected by Haley Wills. Great job of defense by Haley. 40 seconds for the quarter. In the right corner to Reels. Back to Staten. Left side of the key now with Aaron Seal. On the left block, Wills. Drop step for Haley. Missed it. Partially blocked in there by Massanelli. Pulled down by the Dogs and Bridget Long. 25 seconds for the third quarter. Spinning into the front court, Brooke Kinder. Leaves it off for Teakin and she traveled. Shuffled her feet, making her move. 14th Staunton turnover. Sarah Deneve back for the Cavaliers, replacing Haley Wills. In the backcourt, Jill Staten will get it in play to Corin Stewart. Staunton waits back in the half-court zone piece, 1-2-2. Top of the key with Stewart, 15 seconds for the quarter. Carlinville on a 7-0 run right now. Turned a 6-point deficit into a 1-point lead. Seal, 4-3, rimmed it out, no good. Offensive rebound, Deneve, put back, no, but she's fouled with 3.7 seconds to play in the third quarter. Carlinville starting to control the glass on both ends of the floor. The foul on Kinder, her first. Deneve, 4 of 6 at the free throw line. The toss is good. We'll rattle it home. Haley Wills back for the Cavvies. Jill Staten will take a seat. A 2-point lead now for Carlinville, 28-26, 3.7 seconds for the third quarter. Second free throw for Deneve is good. Hit a lot of the iron and dropped down. Elise Baker back, Deneve out. Cavaliers setting up a little bit of pressure here, which is 3.7 seconds for the quarter. into Annalise Best to midcourt. She's going to let it fly, and it comes up short. After three, it is Carthenville now out in front, 29-26, a three-point lead for the Cavvies over Staunton. Back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Fourth quarter time, a three-point lead for the Cavaliers. Staunton gets it first, almost turned it over, looking for Legender, too tall. Picked up by Bukowski, her shot no good. But right there for the offensive rebound and putback is Katie Teakin, her first points of the game. And it's a one-point lead for Carthenville, 29-28. The defense got the Cavvies started in that third quarter, a couple of runouts for Gracie Reels, and eventually a three from Aaron Seal, and then 6-for-6 from the foul line. In that third quarter, they outscored Staunton 13-6. On the baseline, Reels way too strong. And on the air ball rebound, a foul on Aaron Seal. That's her second. Carthenville sets up full court pressure. Staunton on the point. She will guard the inbounder. That is Holly Bukowski. Bounce pass in to Annalise Best. She will go up the far sideline. Now a pass in the front court to Massanelli. Into the hands of Bukowski, playing with four personal fouls. She wants the three! Yes, Holly Bukowski! 7 points for Holly. And just like that, Staunton back in front, 31-29. Back and forth we go. On the baseline to Deneve, and she airmailed it. In the backcourt, it's a race. And Gracie Reels wins the race. It's over and back. Otherwise, it would have been a layup for Katie Teakin. Great hustle from Gracie Reels. Staunton was also hustling after it. Reels got there first, though. In the front court, the Dogs have it. Off to Bukowski. Left side of the key with Annalise Best. Back to Holly. Bukowski on the dribble out near midcourt. Leaves it for Best. Annalise. Left elbow to Legender. Teakin traveled. She ball faked the three, but shuffled her feet in the process. 15th turnover. 6:40 ball game. Staunton leading Carthenville, 31-29. Corin Stewart on the left wing with Aaron Seal. Back to Stewart now. Into the hands of Jill Staunton. Down on the right block, Reels. Gracie drop step off the window. It's good for Reels. She has a Baker's dozen, and we are tied at 31. 6:20 to play. Here's Bukowski. On the baseline, it goes to Massanelli. Power dribble and finish for Katie Massanelli. She has six. Kind of a scoop shot with her back towards the baseline. Very nice move. 33-31. Seal for the triple. Too strong. Offensive rebound. Reels. Gracie's putback is good, and we are tied again. 15 for Gracie Reels. We are tied at 33. 5:50 ball game. Out front with Annalise Best at the volleyball spike line. Top of the key to Teakin. Back to Best. Didn't catch it cleanly. Now gives it back to Teakin. Looking for Legender, deflected out off of Carthenville. It'll stay with the Bulldogs. Elise Baker checking back in for the Cavvies. She will replace Sarah Deneve. Staunton ball on the baseline. Katie Massanelli had to relace her right sneaker. She's set to go now. And it goes to Annalise Best. Puts it on the deck, floats it up, missed it, and the rebound down to Staunton. Carthenville can retake the lead. 5.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Jill Staunton gets to the foul line, cut off there in the corner. It goes to Aaron Seal. Aaron Seal brings it back, top of the key, keeps the bounce alive, right side. Off to Staunton in the left corner to Reels. Gracie for three, missed it. Offensive rebound, Aaron Seal. Kicks out to Stewart, open for three. Yes. Corin Stewart knocks down the three, her first points of the ball game, and that's a big shot. 36-33, Carthenville, 5 minutes to play. Off the offensive rebound. Stewart now picks the pocket clean of Bukowski, up and down for the easy deuce. Five huge points in a short span for Corin Stewart. 38-33, Cavvies, 4:40 for the ball game. Here comes Bukowski. Into the front court, down the left side. Leaves it off for Teakin. Katie Teakin on the right wing with Katie Massanelli. Down to Legender. Harris stripped on the way up. Ball is kicked around. Eventually, we're going to get a jump ball. Two Cavaliers and a Bulldog tying up as Gracie Reels and Aaron Seal are on the floor for Carthenville. 4:26 for the ball game. Just like that, a 5-point lead and the ball for the Cavaliers. Sarah Deneve back on the floor. Corin Stewart getting a breather. Here's Jill State. Darren Deneve wants motion here for the Cavaliers. In the right corner with Reels, back to Staten. Across the floor to Seal on the baseline. Deneve. Sarah Deneve back to Aaron Seal. Bounce pass to Elise Baker. Bounced off of her kneecap right back to Seal. Here's Reels into the hands of Aaron. Off to Jill. Staten in the corner to Deneve. Sarah, one bounce back to Staten. One dribble pull up. Blocked in there by Annalise Best. Brought down by Katie Massanelli. Halfway through the money quarter. Here comes Bukowski playing with four fouls. Lost the handle, and that's going to be a travel. The ball was knocked loose at the foul line. She picked it back up, but took a little extra half shuffle step there. That'll be turnover number 17. And Carlton DeVille wants a timeout. 3:52 for the ball game. Carlton DeVille 38, Staunton 33. Back to Staunton High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the Carletonville timeout, Cavaliers have a 5-point lead and the basketball clock running, 3:45 for the ballgame. Here's Corin Stewart on the blow-by, kicks in the corner to Deneve. Sarah now, dribble handoff to Staten. Jill cut off the baseline. She persists the reverse layup, no, and the rebound off of Staunton. Baker came crashing in and was able to deflect it off of Annalise Best. Baseline out of bounds for Carletonville. Staten. Looking. Gets it in near block to Deneve. Back to Jill for three, too strong. And the rebound to Legender and an over-the-back foul on Elise Baker. Good job by Legender to block out. And that is the seventh team foul. So we're going to walk to the other end for the one and bonus. Legender, 9 points for the ball game. She is one out of two from the foul line. Staunton trails by five. They led by four at the half. Got outscored 13-6 in the third quarter. Free throw for Legender. Good. Well, that puppy was pure. That didn't even think about touching any part of the iron. This to make it a one-possession game at 38-35. Back rim too strong. Offensive rebound, Best. Bukowski for three, rimmed it out, no good. And the offensive rebound, the rebound defensively down to Gracie Reels. Reels had trouble with the handle. Good job to stay calm right at midcourt. She stopped, got control back of the basketball, and then continued along her way. She's still on the dribble out front. Leaves it now for Jill Staten. A 4-point Carletonville lead as we approach the 3-minute mark. Jill Staten. Brings it back between the volleyball spike line and midcourt. Working on Teakin. Now she attacks, pulls it back out towards midcourt. Carletonville just running some clock now. Jill goes behind the back. Almost had it picked away behind by Bukowski, but she got it off to Seal just in time. Staten out front. Staunton's gone man-to-man now. On the attack, Stewart. Across the floor to Reels. Gracie Reels, she'll bring it out towards midcourt. Staunton still has a foul to give here before Cronin was at the free throw line. Almost a dribble handoff gone awry between Deneve and Staten, but Jill able to pick it back up. 2:20 to play. Staten weaves her way through in the corner to Reels. Back out front it goes. Carletonville has the floor spread out now. They've worked almost a minute off the game clock here. Stewart pushed from behind by Annalise Best. That was almost an intentional foul. As there was no play on the ball there, Stewart got past Best, and then Best just kind of pushed her right in the shoulder from behind. Nothing violent about the play, but there really wasn't a play on the ball. That's the sixth team foul. First personal on Annalise Best. Baseline out of bounds. Next foul puts Carletonville at the free throw line. We approach the 2-minute mark of the ball game. Here's Staten on the right wing, a 4-point Carletonville lead. And there's another foul. Again, Annalise Best, and that time it is intentional. It's the same player and about the same thing. That's the right call. There was no play on the ball right there, just pushing a player right in the back. She did it to Stewart, got away with it, did it again to Staten, and did not get away with it. That is the proper call. Dyke Burkett right on top of it. Now good officiating going over and explaining to Annalise exactly why he called what he called. Jill Staten makes the first free throw. A 5-point lead. And a 6-point lead. That's always the thing at the end of the game when you have to foul. They're all intentional fouls by definition because you are fouling on purpose to stop the clock. But you have to make a play on the ball. And that was the difference right there. No play on the ball. And on the sideline trigger after the intentional foul, Carlinville cannot get it in, so they'll take a timeout. A minute 57 to play. 40-34, Carlinville leading Staunton. We'll come back to Staunton High School following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Staunton High School. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this afternoon action here on FM 106. In it goes to Corin Stewart. She's fouled from behind by Katie Teakin. So that'll send Stewart to the free throw line with a minute 53 to play. A good second half response here from the Cavaliers after they trailed by four at half. Free throw for Stewart is a little bit short, and the rebound down to Staunton. 6-point game, plenty of time for the Dogs. They just need a bucket here. It doesn't have to be a three. Staten winds up on the deck. Holly Bukeski got her off arm extended a little bit. There was contact there. I don't know how much contact there was, but Jill went a flying. 102 seconds for the ball game. So we had a whistle and foul on Carlinville. It'll be baseline out of bounds for Staunton. And it goes to Harris Legender. 100 seconds to play. 6-point lead for the Cavies, and that's offensive on Annalise Best. I'm going to say she used that off arm to create some space. And that gives it back to the Cavaliers with a minute 36 to play. Third personal on Best. Ninth team foul, but you don't shoot foul shots on offensive fouls. Bridget Long returns for the Dogs, replacing Best. In the backcourt, Staten looking, gets it in. To Gracie Reels. Gracie splits a double team with the bounce, and she's fouled. The clock did not run there. No time came off the clock. It'll be Gracie Reels at the free throw line. She's had a big day. 15 points for Gracie. And it was her defense and runouts early in the third quarter that kind of got Carlinville going. Free throw good. 16 for Gracie. That makes it 41-34. And now 42-34. Reels gets the pair. She has 17 for the ball game. Clock running, 90 seconds to play. This would be a gutty road win for the Cavaliers. Long, soft pass across the head of the key. Fortunate it found its way to Katie Massanelli. Here's Teakin looking for Bukeski. Deflected right back to Teakin. Gets underneath the rim, lays it up and in. Katie Teakin has her second field goal of the quarter, 4 points for the game. 70 seconds left, 42-36. Dogs need to go for the steal. They don't get it, got a foul. And there is going to be a tie-up, no, a foul. They're going to get Teakin. I think she had some ball and some arm. It'll send Sarah Deneve to the free throw line. 64 seconds left. Carlinville makes their free throws down the stretch here. They'll be hard to catch. Sarah Deneve is 6 of 8 from the free throw line. She's made her last 6. Double bonus. Toss good. Carlinville doing it from the free throw line here today. They've needed all of them. Staunton's only 3 of 4 from the foul line. Free throw rattles down for Deneve. She has 8. 8 of 10 at the stripe. 44-36. Carlinville leading into the final minute of the ball game. Dogs have to go quickly now. And there's offensive on Bukeski. She went right into the chest of Jill Staten that time, and Jill kind of gets up rubbing her chest. She took a shot. Before the ball is inbounded, Bukeski is fouled out, so she has to come off the floor. She got her money's worth on that one. Jill still feeling the impact of that collision. Here's Stewart across the timeline. 45 seconds to play. Into the hands of Seal, back to Staten. Jill Staten on the dribble out near midcourt. Staunton needs the foul. Legender out on her now. Still no foul. Clock running. 35 seconds. 44-36, and now the foul given by Legender on Staten. Jill's had a rough year physically. She broke her nose in the Hillsboro game. Had to wear one of those big plastic face masks for a little while. And she's taken a couple of shots here today. Free throw good. She's hard-nosed, though. A dozen points for Jill Staten. Second free throw is good. 13 now for Staten. A 10-point lead for Carthenville, 46-36. What a second-half turnaround. A 14-point swing here in the second half. Legender at the left elbow. Turns, faces, attacks, and has the bucket. A dozen for Harris Legender. 20 seconds to play. In the backcourt with Staten. 46-38. Is Staunton going to foul? Yes. Bridget Long comes up and gives the foul on Jill Staten. So Staten will be back at the free throw line. The Illini won earlier today. They beat Rutgers 54-51. So Illinois now 4-2 in Big Ten play, and they are in second place in the conference. It's been a long time since that's been the case. Free throw for Jill Good. 14 for Staten. We'll have the Brad Underwood Show Monday night, 7 o'clock. On 105.3 The Ox. Second free throw is good. Staten gets the pair. She has 15. 17 for Reels. 15 for Staten. They have been the primary scoring threats here today. Bad pass by Kinder. Stolen by Staten. Up. And she missed the layup. Gets the rebound back. And that is it. 48-38. Carthenville comes from behind in the second half and beats Staunton on the road, 48-38. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. Carthenville outscored Staunton 32-18 in the second half to turn a four-point halftime deficit into a 10-point win, 48-38. Gracie Reels led the way with 17. Jill Staten right behind with 15. 8 points for Sarah Deneve, all at the foul line, and 5 points for Corin Stewart, and she had 5 big points early in that fourth quarter when it was still, I think the three put them back up a point, and then she got a layup and a runout shortly thereafter. 14 of 19 from the foul line were the Cavaliers, 10 of 11 in the money quarter. Had Cavaliers for 14 turnovers, so that's just one in the second half by my unofficial count. Staunton finishes the game with 18 turnovers, 10 coming in the second half. They were led today by Harris Legender with a dozen. 9 points for Annalise Best, all in the first half. 7 for Holly Bukeski, 6 for Katie Massanelli, and 4 points for Katie Teakin. Staunton, let's see, from the foul line, they were 3 of 5, so they just didn't get to the foul line at a great rate here today. Conversely, for the Cavaliers, got there 19 times and converted. And for Carthenville, their ability to make foul shots today, that went a long way to their victory here today. So with the win, Carthenville improves to 16-3. They are now 3-2 in South Central Conference play. With the loss, Staunton drops to 8-9, now 1-4 in league play. But I tell you what, when Staunton is your opponent, there's nothing easy about the game. They continue to give everybody fits here in the South Central Conference. We want to thank Troy Redford and all the fine folks here at Staunton High School for their hospitality. They treat us so good every time we come into town, so we thank them for that. Of course, we'll be right back here 9 days from now on January the 20th for the 102nd Macoupin County Tournament. Looking forward to that very much. And what we saw today just very well could be a preview of a championship semifinal in about a week and a half. So a fun game here today. Carthenville wins it over Staunton 48-38. Want to, of course, thank all of our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you hear on our broadcast throughout the year. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced this afternoon's action here on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. Remember, you can always find all of our broadcasts. We had a big week of basketball on the radio. It's all available for you online, WSMIRadio.com. As Tito used to always say about our podcast, it's like a tin roof. It is on the house. You can download it for free and listen at your leisure. The final one more time here from Carthenville, or excuse me, from Staunton, as Carthenville beats Staunton 48-38. I am Tim Mize, and we say so long from Bulldog Country.